4:30 on the dot. That was Soft Bait with Big, and here in the studio with Natalia and I. Natalia's in the corner. She's just hanging out, but with me across the bench, we have Pat and Cam, short for Cameron, I've heard, actually, in the booth from Soft Bait. How are you both today?
Kia ora. We're really good, thanks.
Yay.
Having a great day.
Oh, good. No freaking bad days, am I right? Oh, very nice. What a good little segue that was. Well done, Caitlin. Congrats on the release. I was just
saying, thank you.
It is so freaking dope and post-punk, like, talks like utopia, dystopia, but it's also your first proper release, I guess, since 2022. Mm. How has release day been so far?
It's been, yeah, probably a long time coming, I guess. This song, actually, if you've seen our live shows, we've had it in the wings for a little while.
Yes.
We wrote it quite soon after our first album.
Yeah.
And so we've played it a lot live, so it feels good to put it out there and to have it for everyone to listen to.
Yeah, I think, did you guys play it at Junk?
Yes, we would have. Yeah.
Yes, I quite enjoyed it. I remember I hadn't seen you guys until Junk, and I'd heard about you because in that sort of break in 2022 to 2024, I remember just like hearing about you all up and down the country doing gigs and everything, and it was so dope and to see that, and it was so engaging. So I'm very, very excited that this song is out in the world because it's so good. Has anything or much changed with Soft Bait since 2022 to 2024?
Yeah, I guess we've had Ezra, who was our bassist, move overseas recently.
Yes.
With his band Earth Tongue, which has kept him obviously pretty preoccupied to not be able to do stuff with us. So we've had Kedia from KMTP join us on bass, which has been amazing. They've brought a lot to the table, and we've been writing a lot, and they've been helping with that, I think. As a whole, we've been writing a lot more collaboratively, and we have been recording, and we've got a lot of new stuff on the way.
Oh, that is so exciting, Pat. Yeah. Oh, don't tempt us with a good time. Yeah. It's so fun. Now, this song, No Bad Days, which is out today. What can you tell us a bit about the song? How did it come up? What's it about?
I think Josh wrote the lyrics to this. It was kind of around and post sort of COVID times, and it sort of talks to the feeling of, like, if you always have good days and aspiring to always feel good, then life would be boring and monotonous, and so having variety is good, basically.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's where he came to it, and then I guess I had brought forward the sort of like really high energy riff that sort of is quite a contrast to his sort of like his delivery in it, which works quite well.
Yeah, I agree. And I think as well, it goes perfectly. You've got a new video out today on top of that, made with Sports Team as well, BFM favourites, of course, as well as you both and the rest of your band. Don't discredit them, Caitlin. Everyone's in the band and everyone is very, very good, and we love Soft Bait. We do. the video we were also just saying is awesome. It is like, I was watching it earlier today and I've watched it a few times. It was a bit, I was not doing my emails and I was watching this video over and over again because it's so good. But it is like the most, it made me feel like good but incredibly uncomfy at the same time. Was that the sort of intention with it?
Yeah, it's kind of, we wanted
intention,
It's
kind of accidentally terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sort of approached Sports Team to say we want to do something that is fun, and we want to push ourselves to do something that is quite different from what we've shown before, which has been a bit more serious and very black and white.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've done colour.
So you went full out. We want to be painted different colours. We want everything.
Yeah, so we really went full to the other end of the spectrum. And they really brought us to life.
Yeah. What I love about it as well is it really draws out that sense of like everything's so happy and go lucky and like almost like Truman Show-esque is probably the way that I would associate it a little bit. And then that uncomfy feeling comes in and then you sort of go, oh, the lyrics and that, and it's like a juxtaposition. It's beautiful.
And just that riffing on the whole sitcom idea that like the end of every episode, no matter what happens through that episode, it starts again happy, like nothing else ever happened for the start of the next episode. And so that was sort of like a starting point for us on sort of why we approached it with that sort of sitcom idea.
Oh, and it's good. And like the TV framing, I'm obviously a very big fan of it. I can't get enough of it. And the song is just so good. And you guys are doing a show as well for it.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What's the gig?
We have a release show on Saturday, the 27th of July at Whammy Main Room.
Ooh.
I'll say it here because we haven't actually announced it on the socials yet, but have our awning opening for us as well as group chat.
Damn.
So that will be announced properly soon. But yeah, it's going to be a great night. Get your tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get them down under the radar, aren't they?
Absolutely are.
Tickets are on under the radar. It's going to be so... That's a awning and group chat. That's a damn good lineup with Soft Babe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lots of new songs from us as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So with these new songs as well, you said you're recording as well. Is there obviously a body of work coming?
Yeah. So last week we hunkered down for 4 days straight with Dee Stevens at Roundhead and we finished it. We finished an album. We went kind of mad. It was crazy. We were there from like 9 a.m. till 10, 11 at night for 4 days straight. And we'd done a little bit of work prior to this, but this was like, let's do it, let's make a record. And it was mammoth. It was a huge effort, but we're super stoked with what we've come out with. But now it's just sort of that process of working out when and how to put it out to people.
Do you think that sound is going to be different from plot points in a lot of ways, or do you think it is just in a slight extension? Or
it's an extension, but we've approached it being like wanting to have more fun and to like...
It's fun.
All the music's like, we want it to feel exciting to play live. And I think lyrically is a lot more maybe tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But overall fun is a word we're kind of using. It is fun. It's like, it's still heavy. It's still post-punk, but there's a lens of it, of us having fun whilst writing.
Yeah, it's fun post-punk.
Yeah.
We can make a new genre for that. It's fun post-punk.
Yeah.
Post-punk can be fun, guys. Come on. It is incredible. I'm so excited that this song is out in the world. I'm even more excited that there's new Soft Bait coming out that's fun post-punk.
Yeah.
And of course, Dee Stevens is an absolute wizard. So, frick yeah, it's going to be good. If you listeners are excited and want to hear that single, we're going to play it very soon. But you can grab your tickets for Soft Bait's show at Whammy Bar, 27th of July, from undertheradar.co.nz. Thank you both for joining
us in the
studio for a little quick dip in here. It's always a treat. I love hearing you all practice in BFM, so it's nice to have you in the room and get to hear the product of those practices.
Coming out without our gear.
Yeah. They're always, it's kind of, you didn't bring much in and weren't hovering. Well, it's wild. There's no noise going. Anyway, we're going to play the song. Thank you so much, Pat and Cam, short for Cameron. Coming up. Never forget that, anyone. It's short for Cameron. Soft Bait's new single, No Bad Days. It's a bloody banger, if I do say so myself. And we're going to play it right here on 95 BFM. Here it is.